The Scottish band Teenage Fan Club are here today. Fans of this band's power pop are rabid and have been filling clubs on their recent tour in support of their new album, Man Made. They join us in the studio, starting off with this performance of a new song, Time Stops. Time Stops from our guest today, Teenage Fan Club, who are playing live today. And there is a certain kind of music fan, which I have to include myself in, who is in heaven right now because this is their kind of music. And it has to do with
you know, the guitar pop, power pop, whatever one wants to call it. And if you go back to the beginning of this band, when you first came out, you actually had to turn a lot of people on to the predecessors of this kind of music.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I mean, we'd listen to, I guess, you know, the classic things that bands listen to, like Stones or the Beatles and whatnot, but we also liked Alex Chilton a lot, and we had heard the Big Star records. Which I guess at that time weren't that well known. So,
well, that's one thing I was going to say about fans of this kind of music. They end up to be the guys who are in the record stores a lot and maybe are DJs too, because people just seem to... I know a lot of people who love what you guys do and that kind of sort of genre of music.
Yeah.
Now, things have moved through phases with the band, though. This album has a more of a Southern California kind of a feel to it. Am I?
Yeah. Well, probably. I mean,
that's how I see it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Anybody would see it any other way. But there's a more acoustic harmony oriented thing going on.
I think it's probably a little more stripped back than some of our previous albums. With a couple of our albums, we've had tracks where we've had, you know, lots of vocal tracks, lots of harmonies, and with this one, we tried to kind of simplify it. I guess that we played in London fairly recently and we played the album from start to finish and then some more songs. And I think in the past that would may have been difficult for us to do, just in terms of the arrangements.
So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this you could do as a live band.
Yeah.
It's interesting, if people know anything about Teenage Fan Club's history there, when you made your first album, you really hadn't played any live gigs.
None at all, no.
Yeah. Was it ever a consideration as to whether you could actually play these things live?
I guess we... it's in the dim and distant past. I'm trying to remember what our first show was like. I think we actually... in our first show, did you snap a bass string?
Yeah. After three songs, broke a bass string.
And it was all over.
Exactly. couldn't recover.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking with Norman Blake, and that song was written and sung by Jerry Love. And, you know, the classic rock band thing is that there's a pair of songwriters in it, but this band is unusual in that there are three who somehow manage to not only get along, but everybody gets their songs on a record. Does that help actually make an album stronger when there's only room for so many?
I think it does, because, you know, I guess there's one songwriter in a band, they have to come up with, you know, an album's worth of material every year or so, you know, and eight albums down the line, I can imagine that it would be difficult to sort of have a, you know, be consistently good. So with us having, you know, only having to concentrate on four or five songs each, it makes our life a little easier.
Does there have to be consensus? Does everybody have to love every song?
We kind of seem to...
I think the way we work is we just kind of accept that whatever someone's going to do is going to be okay. You know, it's not like things have to go through a seal of approval process. Right. We're just going to start the process. And sometimes, you know, you don't really hear the finished song until someone's done the vocal and stuff. So we just kind of go with whatever people want to do. You know?
Well, spending time with this new album, Man Made, I was curious as to how you were going to play it live, knowing that, you know, there's some cool keyboards on it. We should tell you that Norman Blake, Jerry Love, and Raymond McGinley, along with original and present drummer Francis McDonald, are joined by, I haven't fully introduced, Dave.
Yeah, Dave McGowan.
Dave
McGowan is
playing
Dave's
keyboards and other guitars here.
Lots of different things, guitars, keyboards, omnichords, glockenspiels, and a shaker, I think, occasionally. Tambourine,
yeah.
Well, we shall hear more. Next is It's All in My Mind, and Norman, this is one of yours?
Yeah, so I'll...
to deceive, but our life is your own. It's all in my mind. It's all in my mind. I was in the water. I was half a human. I looked into the cloud for one solution. It's all in my mind. It's all.
It's All in My Mind is the tune that begins Teenage Fan Club's new one, Man Made, and live version today on the cafe as we're moving around the room with the songwriters. And I guess it's Raymond's turn next.
Yep.
What tune's next?
The next song's called Nowhere. This life and all it's shown.
It's Nowhere from our guest, Teenage Fan Club, who are here and concentrating on tunes from the new album, Man Made, which is out here in the States on Merge Records. And I was looking at one of the recent Mojos where you guys were featured doing something. I'm just wondering how if you're comfortable with, which was going back talking about past songs. Was that fun? Was that a fun experience to do that?
Well, it was, yeah. We had quite a nice day in the pub with the guy, the journalist that did the interview. I think he picked some songs that he wanted to talk about, it wasn't too problematic, you know.
Well, now there's also been, since we last talked, there's been a number of albums, but including a kind of a best of you got to pick all those, I would think.
Yeah, we did. Well, we did. Yeah.
It wasn't that journalist's pick. No. One of the things that intrigued me about that session was what you just sort of alluded to. You did it in a bar, which is also a record store that you guys partly own.
Well, we don't own it, but we have when they were setting up the record store, we sort of helped, you know, give them some cash to get their stock, basically, you know. And there are a few other people in Glasgow, Stephen Pastel from the Pastels or whatever, he is quite heavily involved in it, and Bell and Sebastian also sort of, you know, funded it too.
Well, what a great idea, though, to have a pub and a...
It's great, isn't it? It's fantastic. Yeah. You know, you can sort of, I guess the idea is you can sort of hear some music and while you're sitting drinking with your friends and then go and buy it and then go back and have another drink.
I'm so glad to hear about that, because I've always had this idea that my one asset in life is sort of my record and CD collection, and I thought it would be great to have a bar that was, you know, just have it, instead of just bottles behind the bar, have all the CDs, and people could come in and just pick what they want.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It really works well.
Yeah, you know, well, that's fun. Now, that's in Glasgow?
It's in Glasgow. It's called the bar's called Mono, and the record shop's called Monorail. So, very nice. So, it's a good place.
Well, okay, that's a stop next time anybody's in Glasgow. Indeed. Teenage Fan Club are playing live today, and what do you want to finish up with?
Well, we're going to play, we're talking about the compilation record that we made, and for that record we also included three new songs, and this is one of them. It's a song called Did I Say?
Hey, did I say I don't mind if you want to go home? Take me there. No, you don't have to travel alone. Still feel the same way now.
Did I Say is one of the tunes you'll find on the compilation of Teenage Fan Club's work, if you want to get a hold of that, or get a hold of Man Made, which is the new one. Thank you guys so much for playing live today.
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having us in.
Thank you.
A real treat. Teenage Fan Club, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Thanks again to Teenage Fan Club for joining us. The new album is called Man Made, and you can find it, if you're looking for it, at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.